You're listening to SBS News.
Anthony Albanese was elected as the member for Grayndler in Sydney's Inner West in 1996, having lived in the area his entire life. The son of a single mother, he's paid tribute to her on his elevation to the federal Labor leadership.
On Saturday, I visited my mum's grave at Rookwood Catholic Cemetery to commemorate the 17th anniversary of her passing. She lived for all of her 65 years in the same council house in Camperdown, where she was born. She had a tough life. She made a brave decision in 1963 to keep a child and care for me as a single mother. I owe her everything.
Mr. Albanese rode the rise of the Rudd government in 2007, elevated to the position of Minister for Infrastructure, Transport, Regional Development and Local Government, as well as leader of the House of Representatives. In June 2013, he became Deputy Prime Minister and took on the additional responsibility of Minister for Broadband, Communications and the Digital Economy. Before this year's election, he was the opposition spokesman for Infrastructure, Transport, Cities and Regional Development, as well as its spokesman for Tourism. Mr. Albanese has praised outgoing leader Bill Shorten, despite his predecessor failing to win what many have described as an unlosable election for Labor.
I want to pay tribute to Bill Shorten. No one could have worked harder to put Labor back in a government than Bill Shorten. As a former Labor leader, he will remain in an honoured position in our party.
The incoming Labor leader says he'll hold Prime Minister Scott Morrison to account strongly and forcefully, but won't be a negative Tony Abbott-style opposition leader.
I say to him that I will hold his government to account strongly, forcefully. I am a values politician. But I also say this to Scott Morrison. I'm not Tony Abbott. People want solutions, not arguments. They have conflict fatigue.
That includes finding cross-party agreement on ways to deliver business certainty on energy policy and recognition of Indigenous Australians in the Constitution.
Some reforms require bipartisan support. Our nation is diminished by not recognising First Australians in our Constitution. And while Indigenous Australians are the most disadvantaged in our nation, Labor stands ready to cooperate on how we advance the agenda of the Uluru Statement.
Nominations for the role of Federal Labor Parliamentary Leader closed on Monday morning, and as expected, Mr. Albanese was the only person to nominate for the position. Mr. Albanese says he wants to reach out to the 1 in 4 voters who didn't vote for Labor or the Coalition at the federal election. Despite the humiliating loss for Labor, Mr. Albanese says he's confident the team he has behind him can win the next election, particularly since the government has lost a number of senior members, including former Deputy Prime Minister Julie Bishop and senior frontbencher Christopher Pyne, through retirement.
If you look at our side of politics and compare it with those who will sit on the government benches, whoever serves on our front bench, I will take that team every day compared with those opposite. The truth is that the government has lost an enormous amount of talent.
There's another point of difference. Mr. Albanese thinks he has an advantage over Scott Morrison, and that's in the football teams they each follow. Mr. Morrison never misses an opportunity to mention his support of NRL club Cronulla. Mr. Albanese follows crosstown rival South Sydney, which is currently atop the ladder. Victorian MP Richard Miles is set to be Mr. Albanese's deputy, again being the only person to nominate. His position will be confirmed by the Labor Party Room. It's the first time since 2001, except for a 3-month stint in 2013, that Labor hasn't had a woman as either leader or deputy leader. Murray Silby, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.